This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said significant reforms have been done in the Income Tax Act and the Goods and Services Tax. Addressing the PAFI Annual Forum 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav stated that the way GST has been structured, it will make everyday household items and agricultural products more affordable. He said when the prices of the goods will be lower than the demand, we'll get a significant boost.
If you go back 11 years, then the number of accidents which used to happen were of the order of 170 a year. That was the order of accidents which used to happen. Because of all the focus on safety and huge investment in technology, better safety practices, the number has come down to 31 last year. That's a significant improvement, but we should not be stopping here.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the two-day national conference Manthan 2025 in New Delhi today. The conference is being organised by the Directorate General of Defence Estates on the central theme of the strategic roadmap to Vikasit Bharat at 2047. It will focus on the evolving role of the Defence Estates Department in reimagining defence land management, leveraging advanced digital tools and technologies, and strengthening governance frameworks and sustainability. The meet will feature a series of insightful sessions and lectures by senior government officials and domain experts on topics crucial to the future of land management in the defence sector. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will hold meetings today in Rohtas, Begusarai and other districts of Bihar with the party office bearers. He arrived in Patna last evening. At the airport, he was welcomed by Union Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai, BJP State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal, Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, and several senior leaders. India has called for global action to make sure that UN-listed terrorist groups like Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Tayyaba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, along with their supporters, are not allowed to use Afghan land for terrorism. In a United Nations Security Council briefing on Afghanistan yesterday, India's permanent ambassador to the UN, Parvathaneni Harish, called for coordinated global action to prevent terrorist exploitation of Afghanistan. He also said India is closely monitoring the security situation in Afghanistan. He also added that India always supports international and regional cooperation to help Afghanistan and takes part in meetings like those in Doha to work towards this goal. The Ministry of External Affairs today said it will study the implications of the Strategic Mutual Defence Pact between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan for India's national security as well as for regional and global stability. In response to media queries on reports of the signing of the pact between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the government remains committed to protecting India's national interests and ensuring comprehensive national security in all domains. In Uttarakhand, heavy rainfall in the Nandnagar Ghat area of Chamoli district has caused significant destruction. According to officials, six houses in the Kuntri Langapali ward were buried under debris due to the downpour. Vinod Kumar Suman, Secretary of the State Disaster Management and Rehabilitation Department, confirmed that two people have been rescued so far, while seven others remain missing. Rescue and relief efforts are currently underway and progressing swiftly. Authorities, including the local administration, SDRF and police teams, are actively engaged in the ongoing rescue mission. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed deep sorrow over the incident and said he is closely monitoring the situation. In badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's single quarterfinals with a straight game win at the China Masters Super 750 tournament in Shenzhen today. Sindhu defeated Pornpavi Chochuwong of Thailand 21-15, 21-15, securing her second top 10 victory in a month and advancing to her first World Tour quarterfinal since January 2025. The Indian benchmark equity indices opened on a higher note today amid positive global cues as the US Federal Reserve eased rates by 25 basic points. The Sensex was up 347 points or 0.42% to trade at 83,041. And with that, we end this news bulletin.